Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to the official England podcast. I'm Adam Smith, and it's been a long wait, but the Euros are officially underway after Turkey and Italy opened up proceedings in Rome on Friday. But we are here to talk about the Three Lions as we gear up for our opening group match against Croatia on Sunday from Wembley Stadium. And we've got another humdinger of a show lined up for you today. We'll bring you all the latest from St George's Park, including what challenges the lads have been getting up to in the gym and the very special honour two players have been awarded.
We're very humbled. It's a huge honour, but I think that means a lot more because of the reason for it.
Josh Denzel will be giving us all the insight into the shenanigans going on in camp.
Without any shadow of a doubt, I'd say the most energetic was Dean.
And we'll hear from his guest on Lions Den, John Stones.
To get that close, it wasn't meant to be, but definitely learn a lot from being on the biggest stage and playing against the top team. Definitely know how to prepare for that next time.
Up for press conference duties yesterday was Mason Mount.
The first game is probably most important to get off to a good start, so we're ready for it.
Ben White stepped into the diary room.
The feeling of stepping out on the pitch in an England shirt was unbelievable.
And finally, in another exclusive chat, I spoke to England keeper Dean Henderson, who's absolutely buzzing to be at his first major tournament.
As a kid, and then when I got to like 18, 19, I was doing all this journey just to become England's number one. That's all I ever wanted.
So put your feet up and brace yourself for all things England.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
Okay, let's kick off with a quick update on everything that's been going down at St George's Park. Let's start with the amazing news that both Jordan Henderson and Raheem Sterling were awarded MBEs for their contribution to sport.
We're very humbled. It's a huge honour, but I think that means a lot more because of the reason for it. I'm accepting it on the knowledge of that I was a part of something special. Yeah, and everybody sort of got involved across the game, really, to support the heroes of the NHS staff and the volunteers and what they've done over the past 18 months or so has been incredible. So I think I'll dedicate this definitely to them.
My motivation is to try and create, you know, education for the whole society and also for myself as well. You know, if it doesn't start from within, there's no way you can, you know, educate people. So there's every day I'm still learning at the same time, and it gives me, you know, extra motivation to, you know, want to help and want to give, you know, people a better understanding of, you know, racial equality.
Absolutely delighted for them both. Well done, fellas. Thoroughly deserved. The boys were getting competitive in the gym yesterday, seeing who could jump the highest doing barbell jumps. And surprise, surprise, it was Dominic Calvert-Lewin who won all three challenges. I'm not shocked about that. We've seen him leap like a salmon on match day, haven't we? And as the team gears up for their first group game, Mason Mount spoke to the press. Here's what he had to say.
For us to come through together and be here now is special, and we're hungry to do well and to make the nation proud. So going into every game, we're going to be ready and trying to perform to the best of our ability. Obviously, at the moment, there's probably a lot of the squad are very technical, that have had experience abroad. The boys coming from Germany, playing in that league, it's a very technical league. It always helps when you have them experiences and play around that type of football. I played in Holland, and that was a very technical league, and I learned a lot from that experience. We have players that can handle the ball and like to play that type of football, and that always helps. We know how important these games are, and especially at a tournament, the first game is probably most important to get off to a good start.
Ben White took a seat in the diary room yesterday to tell us how his teammate Calvin Phillips has been ruthlessly mocking him for his choice of boots, and of course, how it felt to play at Wembley last week.
Obviously, been hanging out with Calvin a lot. He was the first person to speak to me when I went to Leeds and got a connection straight away. And obviously, it was nice to see him here at England. I tried some new boots today and he thought they were a little bit leery. So he was having me off. When I was warming up, I got a shout and they said that I was going to play some minutes in this game. Obviously, absolutely delighted. The feeling of stepping out on the pitch in an England shirt was unbelievable, and I don't think I've really taken it all in yet.
Josh Denzel is our eyes and ears at St George's Park, and so far on the Lions Den, he's had an enviable lineup of players, including Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Marcus Rashford and Mason Mount. And yesterday, he welcomed none other than John Stones.
How we progressed through that tournament and what we did. I think we had to learn a lot as a team. I keep saying it now, but we were so proud of what we kind of changed the mentality about the nation or English football. And kind of to get that close, it wasn't meant to be, but definitely learned a lot from being on the biggest stage and playing against the top team. I think we played them twice after that, which kind of rectified it.
Yeah, it helped. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Heal up the wounds
a
little
bit. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to say, that was a class episode. And if you haven't seen it, make sure you check out the full chat. You can, of course, watch Lions Den on England's Twitch and YouTube channels as it goes out daily at 4 o'clock. And on that note, make sure you subscribe to all of England's channels. So much great content coming your way throughout the Euros. It quite simply wouldn't be an official England podcast without Josh Denzel on as a guest. Josh, you're our eyes and ears, our man in the camp. How are you, mate? And what have you been up to today?
I'm good. We had Stonesy on the show. It was a more thoughtful Lions Den, actually.
Mm.
Like we spoke a lot about his path. It's not a straight line between 2018 and here. He's had to work hard on himself, and he's had to, you know, look internally. We spoke about the struggles of having to kind of weigh up: am I actually as good as I thought? What do I need to change? What do I need to do? It was good.
Yeah, I watched him. I thought it was a really good episode, because I thought what I loved about it was John Stones spoke so openly and honestly about how he's turned his year around and everything. And how important do you think people like John Stones and the other senior players are going to be, not just on the pitch, but off it as well, on what is quite a young squad going into this tournament?
Massively. You've got, 16 players making their tournament debuts. And then you've also got, I think, a lot of young players with senior mentalities or a lot of experience. Mm. You know what I mean? A lot of games, a lot of caps and a lot of, you know what I mean, big games both in international and domestic. You know what I mean? So it's nice to have those leaders. And I spoke to Stonesy about having leaders at centre-half, and it's like, you've got leaders for their clubs as well. Cody at Wolves. You've got, obviously, Harry Maguire at United. You've got him at City. You know what I mean? You've got Mings at Villa. Like that's just the back four. And then you're not even talking about the Harry Kanes, the Marcus Rashfords of this world. I think it is massively important that you have relatable characters, but with that experience that have tournament experience and can say, listen, I've done this, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or this is a time to focus, this is the time where you can relax. And having that balance is great. And I think they do have that balance where it's fun, but when the time comes to work, they're on it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. The other thing I wanted to pick your brains about was something that has been everywhere this week. Dean Henderson and Raheem Sterling's vocals. I can see you laughing there. Yeah, thoughts on who do you think won that sing-off, firstly, Hendo or Raheem?
Are we talking about, you know, pure oomph and pure, you know what I mean? Because I think Hendo give it...
I'm not really analysing it in that much depth, really, but I don't know. I just thought, who did you prefer?
Without any shadow of a doubt, I'd say the most energetic was Dean, but
okay, yeah,
I thought
yeah.
maybe the smooth vocals of Raheem could have taken it, but Raheem did stop halfway through the song, so I feel like maybe you've got to give it to Dean Henderson, and it's hard to argue against, isn't it?
Yeah, I like the way you're analysing it, actually, and how much time you spent in that answer is great, and it seems to be a bit of a theme, because I heard on Lions Den you were chatting about singing with John Stones. I'm speaking to Dean Henderson later on in this podcast, so whilst you're here, I've got to ask you, what is your karaoke song of choice? We haven't heard Josh Denzel singing lately.
You know what? I actually did. I don't do a lot of karaoke, but I did karaoke once, and it was in front of quite a few people. And I did 7 Days by Craig David. And
tune.
They still talk about it in the karaoke place as one of the worst performances they've ever had. And they've been open for a long time. So my karaoke days came and went very quickly.
Brilliantly. And of course, on a more serious note, Jordan Henderson and Raheem Sterling, MBEs. That's class to hear, isn't it? I mean, again, just before the tournament and thoroughly deserved for those two, wasn't it?
for sure. And I mean, you talk about that mentality and that leadership and those kind of old heads on young shoulders. That's another example of that. You've got Rashford in there. They're doing things both within their services to football, both in and out of the game.
Yeah, well said.
You know what I mean? So they're using their platforms and their voices in the correct way. And that's why they've been honoured for that.
And on a more lighter note, the fantasy football England presenter head off between me and you. I've picked my team, mate. Have you picked yours? And how confident are you? Because you sounded quite confident yesterday.
I was actually waiting to see who you picked so I could have a little bit of
okay,
you know what I mean, a little duck and dive, a little. So I'm actually sitting down now doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So not that I'm not concentrating on the podcast. I'm just trying to get where your head's at and who you've picked so I can counteract that.
Mate, I've got a few England boys in. One of them was a recent guest of yours actually on the Lions Den. I've got a few England boys in there because I'm feeling confident. I just finally give us a little bit of insight into what you've seen, what you've heard, and what's coming up with Lions Den, because you are in and amongst the players. So what can we look forward to, mate?
We've got a very special show tomorrow. It's going to be 4 o'clock. It's going to be a departure show. It's going to be a little bit different. Like we're going to be grabbing the players before they head off down to London for the first game. And it's going to be Kieran Trippier. We're going to get him just before he gets on the bus to get the kind of team vibe. And obviously they'll have their game faces on. They'll be focused. So it's going to be it's an interesting insight into the moments leading up to a game.
Brilliant. I'll be watching. I'm sure everyone else will be. And I'm sure we'll catch up very soon, mate. Enjoy the sun. Enjoy a bit of downtime, whatever downtime you have. And I'll speak to you very soon.
Pleasure, Smithy, as usual.
Cheers, mate. Top man.
You're listening to the Official England Podcast.
Dean, thank you for joining me on the Official England Podcast, mate. How you been? And talk to me about what's been going on today.
Yeah, no, good, thank you, mate. No, we just had a bit of training this morning. Come back, it was a bit of a down day today, to be fair, because the lads have had a physical hit the last 2 days. So come back up for a bit of chill time, bit of basketball in the reception and stuff, just having a bit of a laugh and a joke around.
Yeah, I've seen that. There's a lot of great facilities there, the basketball literally right by reception. Now, before we get into what you've been doing in your downtime and also the mood in the camp and all that, the thing that jumps off the page with you this week, mate, that's been everywhere, is your singing ability and your vocals. I saw a clip of you singing a bit of Mario this week. Talk to me about the inspiration behind that. It was a great viewing, I must say.
Nah, listen, it was just something in the interview that I got asked, and I just cracked on and went with it.
And do you see Raheem had a go as well? I think he sang Egyptian Hold You. I thought he had a bit in his locker as well. Did you hear his rendition?
He did all right, didn't he? He was very safe with his lyrics.
Like. Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Yeah, quite safe. Who's got the best vocals then in the England team? And is it something that you're all singing to each other? Is this something that happens all the time?
Nah, to be fair, I haven't seen any of the other lads, but hopefully if we win this tournament on a night, I'll be able to see it in action.
Are you going to instigate that? If England win the tournament, you're going to instigate a little sing-song?
Oh, 100%. All over the karaoke.
Love that. You must have been privy to quite a few initiations. Have there been any absolute stinkers that you've witnessed?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's really awkward when lads get up and they've just signed for the club and that, and they're stood in front of everyone and they just can't get the words out, they're shaking. Obviously, it's not a nice thing to do, do you know what I mean? And it's going out your comfort zone, but I think you've just got to express yourself and just show your personality.
Have you done many initiations in your time?
Yeah, I think I've done one at every single club I've been at, to be fair.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, so that's a few over the last few years. But yeah, I just embrace it and just enjoy myself and just have a laugh. Like,
I like it.
It's all good fun, and it's all within 30 seconds, isn't it? So you're all right.
Yeah, exactly that. We'll move on, because I've asked you far too many singing-related questions. Let's talk about the tournament now. One thing I wanted to speak to you about is that I saw a great interview you did this week where, and I quote, this is what you said. You said, "Jordan deserves this tournament. He was brilliant at the World Cup. I've got a lot of time for him. He's a northern lad like me. He's been fantastic in an England jersey, so he deserves this tournament." Now, a lot of people love that quote because obviously he's someone that you're competing for the number one jersey for. So does that sort of illustrate how close this team spirit is, and particularly amongst the goalkeepers?
As soon as you get in the group, you're a team and you've got to work together. And at the end of the day, we're both going for the same shirt. And I think that he certainly does. As I say, he deserves it off the back of the tournament he had. But it's good to have that competition with Sam as well, always pushing, knocking on the door, and I think that will bring the best out of all of us.
Yeah, I spoke to Jordan this week, actually. He was an earlier guest on the podcast, and he gave us a really fascinating insight into like a daily, I suppose, a day in the life of a keeper. And he was saying how much time you do training with the group, but a lot of time is spent just you three. So I suppose that's very important that you all get along, because you spend a lot of time with each other.
Yeah, it's important, 100%. Like, for example, we're always serving for each other, and if the service isn't right, the session doesn't work. So if you've got one person that's not a team player and he's selfish and stuff, they can sabotage the session in many respects. But we've got good lads here, and I'm just happy for that, and hopefully we can push each other to bring the best out of each other, because at the end of the day, we all want the best career for ourselves, and if we can all do it together, I'd rather Englishmen do it than anyone else.
Yeah, and the last time I spoke to you, Dean, I don't know if you remember, but it was in Italy for the under-21 Euros, and that was back in 2019, not the recent under-21s, the last under-21 Euros in 2019. And looking at your progression there, that was only 2 years ago. Now you're at Man United and England International. Do you feel like your game has come on leaps and bounds in those 2 years and that you've really pushed on in the last few years?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, my experience is miles better, but I'd have thought I was ready then, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of them things. Like, that was a tournament that was weird, to be fair. We all underachieved, but it was a long, hard season, to be fair. It was my first season that I'd played, like, a full season of 46 games. And then, yeah, I think definitely you improve as a person, as a human being, and how to handle yourself in these situations. And I've been there, done it before, so I know now what it takes, so if the opportunity arises, I'll be there and ready.
How much of an aim is it for you to become England number one? Because it's just, to be England's number one keeper, that just must, even me just saying that, just must sound like a kid's ambition, that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I always wanted it as a kid, and then when I got to like 18, 19, I was doing all this journey just to become Man United's and England's number one. That's all I ever wanted. I think I can do that, Man United, and hopefully England one day as well.
Yeah, let's talk about this tournament. Fans back, games at Wembley, you're representing England. I mean, everything about this tournament from an England perspective, it must just be so exciting to be involved in.
Yeah, it's exciting, like, for all the young players as well within the team, and all the talent we've got, especially at the top of the pitch. It's going to be very good to watch as an England fan as well. Like, I'm certainly very excited to see them all. Hopefully they can play with all that freedom and just go and express themselves, because I think if they do that, we've got a great chance.
Yeah, and looking ahead to the first game, Croatia, it seems to be a fixture that England play all the time. It's not an easy start, is it? Tough group that England are in, of course. How do you assess the first challenge that lies in England's way?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You've got the likes of Modric and players like that who have been involved in these big occasions, and I don't think it'll faze them at all, and they'll come and they'll try and keep the ball. So it's going to be difficult. It might frustrate us, but we've just got to be patient. And when we get the ball, we've got to try and really hurt them.
And the other questions I wanted to ask are just a few quickfire ones, because we've been asking all the boys this, what you're doing in your downtime. We've heard lads that are in the Fortnite group. We've heard the basketball, golf. There's a lot to keep you entertained at St George's Park. What is Dean Henderson going to be doing in his downtime?
A bit of Warzone with my mate at home, keeping contact with them while I'm away for a long time.
Yeah, a bit of Warzone. That's what you're into, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the other question I had was, Jordan Pickford said that a lot of the players have pre-match tunes. You all have a song that you put on a playlist. So what is your song of choice to get you motivated before a game?
I Can Remember.
Okay, yeah, I think I know that one. I Can Remember that one. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whip Hardy Drogba.
Go on, how's it go?
That was
mine. Go on.
Nah, I can't. I'm not so good on them words. If I knew the lyrics as well, I'd have had a right go.
Brilliant, mate. And of course, lastly, fans are back. And again, you must just be excited, the fact that we're going to have fans in stadiums, because that must have been so tough playing without fans for so long.
Yeah, it's not the same. You don't get any adrenaline. It's so hard and you don't live in the moment. So now it's going to be very exciting, and I can't wait to have them back in the stadium. It's something we've missed massively.
Dean, brilliant to chat to you as always. All the best personally, all the best for the tournament, and we'll catch up very soon. Look after yourself.
All the best, buddy.
Top man.
So that just about does it for episode 6 of the Official England Podcast. For the big one, yes, England's opener, Will Mellor joins us to get the nation belting out his NHS charity remake of the classic footy song, Vindaloo. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you're not missing a single thing. Stay safe, see you tomorrow, and come on, England.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.